Speaking on Al Sharqi TV channel in Khartoum on Tuesday, Osama Said, a spokesperson for the Sudan Revolutionary Front, said the political crisis can only be resolved through a dialogue and participation of all parties. Said says the military must remain a key player in any political process in Sudan. Last week, Sudanese Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan announced the military would withdraw from the UN-mediated talks and pull out of Sudan's political process more generally. The announcement came 8 months after al-Burhan led a military coup on the government of former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. Said says the Revolutionary Front will not participate in talks limited to civilian forces only because, in his word, it will not bear fruit. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Salma An-Nur, spokesperson for the Central Committee of the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition, or FFC, said civilian forces do not want to interfere with the Juba peace agreement because it helps silence the guns in Sudan. An-Nur says the FFC is ready to take part in any dialogue that will end the arrest of political activists that lead to the release of political detainees and ensures that a civilian-led government is restored in Sudan.
The use of excessive force against the protesters and arbitrary arrests of civilian politicians must stop immediately. We believe that without fulfilling these conditions, there is no need to begin any dialogue.
An-Nur says since the military contributed to the crisis in Sudan, it is important to engage military leaders in talks.
We don't expect to reach any political settlement without the participation of the military component, because they are the ones who planned a coup against the civilian government in October 2021. They should take up this responsibility to end the current crisis.
Political analyst Izzedine Arbab says any effort that interferes with the Juba peace deal will aggravate the situation. Speaking to this program by phone from Khartoum, Arbab says armed groups that signed the Juba peace deal and joined the transitional government will dialogue with the military because they understand each other well.
Every negotiation process that led to the signing of the Juba peace deal was conducted by the military, and therefore the military became like the main partner during the implementation process. Any interference with the Juba peace agreement will escalate the crisis more, and that will even give more authority to the military to come back and control everything once again, and might call for an early election.
Arbab called on the trilateral mechanisms of the United Nations, the African Union, and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to continue convincing all parties to continue taking part in talks aimed at reaching a political settlement to end the Sudanese crisis. Officials mediating the dialogue announced last week that they would continue with the isolated consultations, announce a way forward after the Eid of Al-Adha festivities. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit, in Khartoum.